It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays. I'm Michelle Marquis. In studio with me is Elise Corey of TravelWise and a Virtuoso travel agency. Definitely you want Elise in your corner because she's going to make sure that you have the best vacation possible. And one of those is coming up very soon.
I know. It's fabulous. We had a great mixer and we like to plan ahead. For several reasons, we like to give you opportunity to make payments, and we like to have more people get on board. Sometimes you don't know if you have the time off, and you don't know what your finances are right away. So we like to plan ahead and plant the seed, and then you say, okay, you know, let's go. You know?
Let's do it. Yeah. We're talking about Spotlight on Tuscany. We're going to be traveling with Colette. Colette has been in the business helping people explore the world for over 100 years. Wow. So they definitely know what they're doing, and a very high rated travel company. We've been on a tour with them in the past. We went to Ireland with Pat Carrigan, and this time I will be leading our fearless group of KSRO travelers, and we're going to Tuscany. This is going to be a really special tour. We're going September 3rd through the 11th and staying in one spot and taking day trips from that spot. I think this is such a great way to really get to know an area. And also, these day trips are optional. The more I think about it, I might actually, besides our one sort of free day in Monte Catini Terme, which is going to be our sort of home spot, I might even take another day besides that, just to really relax and enjoy and discover the town a little bit more.
And do some painting.
And do some painting and drawing and sketching.
And food tasting.
Yeah.
I know. Michelle, you're such a foodie all the time.
I am. I'm so excited about it. And really, this trip is going to give us many opportunities to have delicious food. We're going to have a cooking class to learn how to make Tuscan food and eat our things that we made. So it's going to be really fun. There's an optional trip on one of the evenings to go to a villa overlooking the town of Monte Catini Terme and to have a multi-course dinner in this just beautiful spot.
You know, and one of the things, you know, we've talked about everybody going together and leaving from the station, but for those of you, you are able to go in early. Mm-hmm. Or you're able to actually stay longer, or if you want to do another area in Europe, you can always tag on another one of the tours.
Oh, cool.
And you'll still be covered by insurance through Colette. Mm-hmm. They'll still help you with the transportation. So it's a really good time if, you know, I just don't want to go for a week or 10 days. I want to go for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You know, you have the airfare.
Yeah.
So you might as well make use of it. So there's something else that you might want to think about, although we'd be wonderful. You know, the KSRO group is going to be great to travel with. But you don't have to travel together. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people who are coming from different states and different areas. And, you know, everyone will meet up. You'll be taken care of when you arrive.
Yes.
And if you do a trip before or a trip after, you'll still be in good hands because we're not leaving you alone.
No. You can get all the help that you need from Colette and, of course, from Elise and her team. So if you decide to do something that's not part of Colette, Elise can still take care of that for you and help you with whatever travel arrangements they might be. I mean, one thing that Jay, our rep from Colette, brought up at our last mixer is sometimes people, they're traveling and they say, oh, I'm going to be in the country where my grandparents came from, right? So I really want to go and visit their hometown, or I still have cousins in the area and I want to go. And he says that is something that, you know, you can totally figure out while you're there. That's great. You can deviate from that. They're not going to, you know, make a special bus stop trip to do that, but it's another option.
You know, that's the good part about going in a few days early.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you want to really participate in every part of the tour, maybe you do go in 2 or 3 days mm-hmm. ahead. You get over your jet lag, you go do your little bit of sightseeing, which we can help with, or the hotel will accommodate you. Mm-hmm. And then you can be there waiting for the group to arrive and go, what took you so long? You know? So there, right. there's ways around it. So if you think it's too short or you're not sure, it's a good way to go.
Oh, I love it. Yes. So Spotlight on Tuscany, September 3rd through the 11th with Colette. They will be guiding us. And as I've said, they've got a lot of experience in this. And there's so many fantastic places that we're going to visit. I have just actually been reading up about Pisa because I'm very excited about this. The architecture there, of course, everyone thinks of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, which is a bell tower there, but it's a part of something that's called the Field of Miracles, this extraordinary architecture of a cathedral and this bell tower, which is the Leaning Tower, and a museum. And they're all, it's actually a UNESCO World Site there. So visiting that, I'm super, super excited about that.
I haven't been to Pisa in a long time, but it was always very just incredible.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, besides the Leaning Tower, the towns and the little roads that are, you know, little streets. I mean, that's what I like. I like wandering off the beaten path a little bit.
Yeah.
And running into a little store or getting a cup of coffee or, you know, a cocktail in one of the little pubs or a little restaurant. And you just start talking. You know, even if you can't speak the language, you can get by.
Right.
You know, and it's nice hearing the language, smelling the difference. Like if you go into a coffee shop, it smells different than it does here if into a Starbucks something like, or a Pete's or something like that. So there's different fragrances, there's different conversation, there's different decor, there's different music. So these are the things that, yeah, you can read up, but these are the things that you remember. And we talked a lot about using your senses when you travel than when you look at it on a TV. A TV or a computer cannot give you the senses. All you get is your eyes and your ears most of the time.
Right.
You don't get the touch. You don't get the smell, which is what travel brings to you. You don't, the tastes you might be able to replicate, but it's different.
It's,
you know,
different.
So that's what the difference is between watching and saying, oh, I see pictures or I read books, or it's different, you know, when you experience, and that's what you'll remember later.
Yeah.
If you can remember where you went to. That was my biggest problem.
Right. We are going to have so much fun, though. There's so many wonderful spots that we can visit right from where we're staying at. We're going to, of course, fly into Florence, and we'll have a day to visit Florence as well. We'll go to Siena, which is an ancient town, and a visit to the cathedral there. But in Siena, we'll also have a chance to go with a local and see what life is like in a day
in
Siena.
I like that idea.
I think it's so great.
That's what it's really about for the most part. You know, it's really about, you don't want to just go to the tourist places and meet other tourists. It's just not the way you should be doing it. Mm-hmm. The whole idea of when you travel is to meet the locals, experience, actually feel like you live there so you know what it's like. What's a day like? What kind of people get up? How do they get to work? Do they bike? Do they walk? Do they use public transportation? How far do they travel every day?
Right.
You know, here sometimes people are commuting to work and in the car for hours and hours, and you know, maybe they're by bike.
Right.
Or maybe they're by moped.
They might even walk to work.
They might walk. So it's different to see how life goes, how, you know, where does the water come from, you know, different things like that. How do they get their electrical power? You know, there's interesting things if you want to live like a local. That's what you do.
Yeah.
And that's some of the things that most people are so busy in the tourist places that they forget to see why you came to the country in the first place.
Yeah.
And that's what's so great about this trip is because you're going to live like a local. You'll see some, places that you've heard about and talk, but you'll get more of an experience of what it's like to be local because you're not staying right in a city, in a big city. You're staying in a location that's more relaxed, more comfortable, and not to say it's a bad place with spas and it's a spa town you'll be staying, but it's different because you'll be living. And this is how commute traffic is from where visit and coming back.
Yeah.
And, oh, this is a busy intersection, but that looks like a fun place to stop. So, you know, and when you're with a small group, sometimes you say, hey, can we stop there? we need to really, can we just go? And you tell them that you need to use the restroom.
Oh, is that the trick?
And
okay.
That's the trick. And then you get to go out quickly and you say, I'll be quick, or I have to buy that souvenir. And usually, you know, they're not so strict on a time. You know, you have a little time to explore. So if you're worried about things being too rigid, this is not.
Okay. Great. You good. Know. And that's another thing, too, that Jay shared with us. Jay, who works for Colette, said that, you know, when we do the day trips, when we go out, there's always time on your own. So you'll do a little bit of a tour maybe in the morning and then have the afternoon so that you can explore a little bit on your own.
And there are, you know, there will be a time if you're having such a good time, you can always say, look, we're going to stay. We'll take a taxi back to
exactly.
the hotel.
Yeah.
As far as Lyft and Uber, I'm not sure, but there's different international ride sharing. But you can always say, you know what, we'll get back to the hotel on our own.
Right. And Jay also said that in the town in Montecatini Terme, we're very close to the train station, and riding trains is super easy in Europe. It's just a breeze.
So if you feel like, you know, you really want your own space and you want, you know, to do your own thing, you can still don't feel restricted that you can't do it, because you can. The fact that we're staying at one hotel.
Yes.
Means you can. And if you decide, well, you know, I'm going to stay out tonight and have fun in this town, I'm having a blast, and then, you know, we're going to take tomorrow off. Right. The only thing I say is let your guide know.
Oh, sure.
That you're not going to go the next day, and that
that's just being polite.
Yeah. Well, so they don't worry about you. So, yeah. But other than that, you have that freedom.
Yeah.
So this is a tour within the countryside, but you have freedom.
Yes, yes. I'm so looking forward to just those opportunities to go out maybe late in the evening and, you know, get some wine and have some appetizers and walk around and just look at the town.
And people watch.
Exactly.
Oh, the people watching is
fun.
The best. You know, even anyone who's ever been in an airport and their plane is delayed, what do? You people watch. Besides sit in the bar and people watch. But you sit there and you watch people go by and you make up stories about their life, and it's great.
Yes.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, super looking forward to it. And we'll give you an opportunity to learn more about this tomorrow night right here at the station. We have a free mixer. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that when we come back. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. Michelle Marquis here. Won't you join me September 3rd on a journey to Tuscany with Colette? Savor a 7-night stay in Montecatini Terme, Italy's famous resort and spa town. Explore incredible rolling hills and vineyards with stops in Siena, Pisa, San Gimignano, and Lucca. We'll visit Florence and step to the front of the line to see the famous Statue of David. We'll get to take a Tuscan cooking class, spend time at a cheese farm, plus taste the most delectable local wines and regional cuisine along the way. All of this in the company of the top tour managers in the business. For over 100 years, Colette has made travel easy and fulfilling. All the details, from arranging flights to meals, hotels, sightseeing, and local experiences, are all taken care of. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. Call TravelWise at 707-935-9493 for more information, or go to ksro.com to learn more.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and I'll be joining you on our wonderful trip, Spotlight on Tuscany, September 3rd through the 11th this year. We'll be flying out of SFO. We're even going to be picked up by Colette here in Santa Rosa and taken right to the airport. Those bits of the travel are actually included in the price. You don't have to find your own airfare. You don't have to find your way to SFO. All of those things are taken care of for us, which is fantastic.
And, you know, that's unusual, because most, I'd say 99.9% of companies do not take you from a local area to the airport. You never get that. You get, once you get there, you know, at the airport, someone will meet you when you get there. But the only thing you have to figure out is, who's going to drop you off?
Yeah.
You know, and there's no parking of cars. There's no airport or bus. There's nothing like that.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for your car being parked for the entire time or anything like that. So that's amazing. I love it.
Yes.
So fun. And people from anywhere really can join us on this trip. You do not have to be a KSRO listener or even be someone who lives in Sonoma County to join us. In fact, I think my mom and her friends are coming along.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think there's going to be more KSRO listeners, or at least looking at the website to see more about our trips
sure.
that we'll be doing, you know, this year and next year and onward and forward
yeah.
also. So you sort of will be connected to KSRO.
Oh, yeah. So. Yes, yes. But if you have pals that you haven't seen in years and you think getting together, like I have a buddy in Arkansas who I absolutely love. She went on exchange with me to Germany back when we were both in college. And oh my gosh, it would be amazing to have her go with me on this because we get in all kinds of trouble. But
well, trouble is good. You know, what happens in Italy stays in Italy.
Is that what they say?
No, life isn't fun if you don't live to the fullest.
Sure. But think about this as an opportunity to really connect again with maybe a cousin you haven't seen in forever, or a pal from college, or, you know, maybe your sister lives on the other side of the country and would love to go with you. This is the trip to take. It's going to be so much fun. And Colette and TravelWise will help you figure out what that looks like on your ends. Like my family, my mom is up in Washington State. They live near the SeaTac International Airport. So they're going to be able to fly out of SeaTac instead of having to come down to go to SFO. So all of that can be worked out as well. And it just takes a call or an email. You can send an email to ksro@travelwise.net. ksro@travelwise.net. You can also give a call to Elise and her team at 707-935-WISE. That's 707-935-9493. And let her know that you're interested. And also, please use that information if you'd like to join us for a free mixer, which is tomorrow night right here at the station, 5:30 p.m. We're right off of Farmers Lane on Neotomas. And we'd love you to come by and check out what the tour is going to be all about.
You get to see a radio station a little bit, too,
yes,
which is pretty cool.
You
know, it's behind the scenes look. But, you know, I think it's definitely fun, even if you're not sure, at least know it's for you or know it's not for you by mm-hmm. coming and listening. That's it. You know, there's no charge. There's no pressure sales. You make the decision on what you want to do and see, you know, if it's right for you. But, I mean, I keep looking at it going, you know,
you
I want to go.
You have to go.
I don't know. I have so much, you know, where I have another trip through KSRO going this year.
True,
so I have to work. You know, I have to stay home and work sometimes too. I mean, they think that travel professionals, all they do is travel, but now we have to work, and try and earn the right to travel. So quite a little different.
All right. Well, if you want to join us tomorrow, we'd love to hear how many people are going to be joining us, because we are going to have some nibbles. We'll have something to drink. But we want to make sure that we have enough for everyone who's going to join us here at the mixer tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 5:30 right here at the station. So please send an email, ksro@travelwise.net. ksro@travelwise.net. Let Elise know how many people you're going to bring with you. And the address is 1410 Neotomas Avenue, Suite 200. We're on the second floor. And we really can't wait to see you.
Yeah, it'd be great to know. I come from a family where we always have to have enough. And I don't like running out. So just even a quick email, hi, there'll be two of us in your name. Great. You know, that helps me to try and estimate the proper amount of food mm-hmm. and something to drink that's available for you. It's just a little helpful for us,
yeah.
You know, if you would be so kind as to let us know.
Yes, we would appreciate it. Again, it's ksro@travelwise, and wise is spelled with a Z, W-I-Z-E, travelwise.net. Or you can give a call, 707-935 707-935-9493. 707-935-9493. And as you said, Elise, this isn't a hard push. This is an opportunity for you to ask some questions, to learn a little bit more. We're going to have a great slideshow. Is Jay going to be with
us? Yes, Jay's okay, going to be here. And he showed that everybody was sitting there staring at the slides. And I don't think they even heard what he said. They were just looking at the pictures. And it's if you want to learn about a documentary on Tuscany, this is almost... It's a good stepping stone. Mm-hmm. The fun part about this is that you're with a group of friends, and you're also traveling during the peak season to travel. Some people think, oh, June, July, August, but that's good if you have school children.
Right.
And that kind of thing. We also chose this date because it's also over Labor Day. Mm. And many of us are still working and have holidays that are paid for by the company you work with.
Sure.
Although many of us are more freelance, but still is an extra day off. And a lot of your clients are even take that day off. So even if you were to work, you'd probably have a very slim day,
sure,
or
slow
quiet day,
yeah.
day, unless you're in retail.
Right.
Then you're in retail, then you're busy. But for the most part, it's not a long time to be away. You'll have memories of, everything included. I mean, to me, it seems incredible on what it is.
Yeah.
Because airfare alone, I was looking this morning, you're looking about maybe $1,500 to $1,800, and you can get it lower if you're willing to take two stops or have long layovers, but that's not how this is going to be. Colette doesn't believe in inconveniencing anybody,
right,
or making them so angry that when they get there, they're unhappy. So you have to realize this is made to get the fullest amount of your, make the best of your time.
Yes.
And that's what's important.
Another thing, too, that I really liked about the mixer that we had earlier this month was a chance to meet people who are interested or who are going to go ahead and sign up, because that way we start to get to know each other already and talk a little bit about, what kind of traveling have you done in the past and why is this so interesting to you? And, is there anything in particular you really want to see while we're there? And I think that's fun, too. We get to know each other a little bit before we go on tour.
And, if we know what you're looking for, sometimes we can have the representatives with the hotel maybe invite a friend to come in, because we always throw something special, or maybe just even greet you and talk to you a little bit about mm-hmm. what your interests are, or connect you to somebody who knows about that. And that's, knowing what you like and what you're hoping for. What are you looking to gain? Are you looking to watch Michelle draw her art and learn a little, get a few techniques? Are you really into food tasting? I think we go to a cheese factory
on
the trip.
Yes.
See, I'm saying we and I'm not going yet, but
not yet. Exactly. Yes, we go to visit and see how cheese is made. We get to visit a winery and taste Chianti, which is going to be so much fun. If you're a photographer, man, you could not pick a better place to go, especially at the time of year in the fall. It's going to be just spectacular. And just the wineries, the hillsides, the architecture, all of it is going to be so much fun.
And a lot of the crowds are gone at
right.
this time, which is the nicest part about it. So you're not, it's also a time for those people who don't have children. Most of the children are back in school. Mm-hmm. Most of them, I don't want to guarantee it, but for the most part, you're going to have less children than you would normally
mm-hmm.
have.
Yeah. And it's also, Europe tends to sort of go on vacation in August. Like a lot of people in Europe choose August for their time to take longer trips. And so by the time we show up, everybody should be back and settled. And, the stores will be open. If you're into shopping and that sort of thing, those people will be back and settled back into their routine. So we won't have to worry about things possibly being closed or having limited hours.
Jay was talking about Florence. And, there is a difference between Rome and Florence and leather goods.
Mm.
And I remember when I was there years ago, and I still have it, and I can still fit. It still fits. It's a leather slacks and a jacket, and they put your initials in.
Really?
And it's the soft butter.
Oh my goodness.
Rome has leather, but it's more thicker.
Right.
And it's more durable, I would say, because the thinner leather, you know, will wear out. I wouldn't use it as a purse or a, or as a suitcase or anything like that. But I still have this pantsuit, and I remember at the time it was a lot, but I love it. And if you're looking for good leather or cameos, if you're a Cameo fan, this is the place to go.
Ooh, wow.
So, you know, like I said, you can always take that taxi back.
Right. If you get stuck doing a lot of shopping, oh, woe is you.
Yes.
Well, we really want to see you tomorrow evening for our free mixer right here at KSRO. It's going to be at 5:30. If you can, please send an email to Elise to let her know that we can expect you at the free mixer. The email to send to is ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net. You can also give a call to 707-935-9493. This is going to be so much fun, and I really want you to join us. So please, at least come and check it out tomorrow night. We're going to have so much fun, and I can't wait to get to know you a little bit better, too. So please come to the mixer. We're going to have a great time, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Bye, Elise.
Sounds great. Thanks.